Surprise, we're recording.
Hi.
Ooh.
Hi, everyone.
You've surprised me in return with a character I don't enjoy.
It's me.
No. No. Not today. Not today, not ever.
No, it's happening.
Ugh. God. Fine.
Everybody used to love all of our characters.
And that's because they were better characters.
No. They weren't.
Counterpoint, no.
Counterpoint, nothing we've ever done is good.
That I would buy.
Maybe I've just finally hit puberty, and that's my puberty voice.
That'd be cool.
38 years of
that'd be cool if you hit
terrible.
Second puberty and got real weird with it. I guess any second puberty is going to be kind of weird.
Yep. So I sound like, nope, I can't.
Kathleen Turner?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chandler's mom.
Yeah.
Chandler's dad.
Kathleen Turner as Chandler's dad as Chandler's mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Progressive show.
No, not really.
I mean,
very homophobic.
Very homophobic. But counterpoint to that, no. But I think it only took them 8 seasons to have a black person with a speaking role.
Yeah, that's not that
long.
It's
pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Shout out to Aisha Tyler.
Yeah. She can get it.
She can get it.
She can get it.
Did she and or does she still? And if she does, it would be in season like 37.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Whose line is it anyway?
Yeah, 100%.
That's on the air?
I think so.
Wow.
I mean, it's...
It's just kind of evergreen. It's just like, it's always been, it was there long before us. It'll be there long 100%. After us.
100%.
Huh.
I can tell you, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Has episodes in 2024.
God damn.
They aired February 6th was the last episode of the season, but it says season 13. I don't think that's true.
Is every season 3 years long?
This is just the seasons with Aisha Tyler hosting.
Okay.
So she's hosted for 13 seasons.
Okay, I buy that.
And the Drew Carey did it from 1998 to 2007.
Yeah.
And
Clive
Anderson hosted it from 88 to 99.
And Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie have been on every episode of all of those.
Not all the British ones.
But some.
But all of the American ones, they've been on every single episode.
Yeah.
And the British ones...
Like, they've been doing this for 40 years.
There's 136 episodes of the British one.
Yeah.
Ryan was on 92.
That's a lot of them.
Colin was on 71. Greg...
What's that, about 21 less than
Greg
Ryan?
Proops was on 67. And then the other ones, like, I would assume they're on... Every episode of the Drew Carey one, which is 220 episodes.
Yeah.
Which is... Yep. They were on every single one, and Wayne Brady was almost on every single one.
Except when he was choking a lady.
Yes, that is correct. And getting Dave to do PCP. And the new one has 196 episodes.
I bet they're done.
Ryan missed 3 episodes.
Right. Lazy.
But Colin and Aisha have been on every single one.
Wow.
Wayne's been on almost every single one.
Still?
Yep. 192 of the 100. What did I say? 196? 192 of 196.
Wow.
And then, I mean, Greg's been on a bunch, but not enough.
Yeah.
Oh, he's only been on 26.
He's busy.
Gary Anthony Williams has been on a lot.
A lot of his
Keegan-Michael Key was on a lot.
A lot of Greg Proops' time is spent living in California and being smug.
Yes.
So he's not going to make it to every... Really, Gary Anthony Williams.
Yeah.
Bebop himself.
Did you remember the episode with Robin Williams?
Yes.
Where he just took over. Like, it wasn't even a show. It was Robin Williams.
Not even a show.
Yeah. Like, they couldn't get through anything because it was just Robin.
Yeah.
But it was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you got to know that going in when you're like, all right, guys, so the fourth panelist today is going to be Robin Williams. So you don't have to do anything.
So just go with it.
Just hang out.
He's going to kill himself soon, so just... Let him have one more nice day.
That would have been like maybe 2001 or 2. He had another like 10 years in him.
I think we lost, 14? We lost him?
Yeah, 14.
Yeah.
I know exactly where I was when it happened. I was in film school.
At work.
Brag. I was in producing class and my instructor stopped the class so we could talk about mental health in the film industry. And then that was the rest of our class that day. It was a bummer.
Probably, yeah.
It's a real bummer.
Yeah.
Also because Robin was one of a kind.
No one's ever done more coke than him.
100%. Yeah.
All-time leader.
Viscera. That one time he did a line of coke the entire length, the roof of a limo.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, Romo, he's like the Pete Rose of doing coke.
Yeah.
And similarly has never been inducted into the Cocaine Hall of Fame.
I thought you were going to say Baseball Hall
because
of Fame.
Robin Williams,
much like Pete Rose,
snubbed another year from the Major League Baseball
never been put.
Hall of Fame. No, he's snubbed from the Cocaine Hall of Fame because he bet on himself doing cocaine.
Ah, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
Just don't bet on yourself. But like, it's bold to bet on yourself to win.
Yeah.
It's not like you're throwing games. That means you're trying harder.
You're trying harder.
It's a motivation tactic.
Yeah. Unless you are betting on your team to lose, you should be able to do whatever you want with gambling on your own sport.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're betting.
Like those NBA referees.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They weren't even on a team. No. And then so who were they hurting? They were just affecting the outcome of every single game?
I saw a very funny story involving referees in sports of, I think it was like a Division 4 or 5 Dutch soccer team.
Okay.
That the referee of the championship game has a lifetime ban from refereeing because one of the two teams was like his childhood, like boyhood favorite team. And so he gave them like they were down one goal. He gave 15 minutes of extra time.
Nice.
He also sent off three players on the other team throughout the course of the game. So they were playing with eight players. That's not even the best part. So they tied the game, which meant that they led in points. So they won the league.
Okay.
And during the ceremony where they are celebrating,
yeah,
he was in the celebration with the team. There's video and photographic evidence of him like raising the trophy and celebrating with the team after calling the game.
Does seem slightly biased.
Yeah. And so he got a lifetime ban from refereeing in the Netherlands. That's so funny.
I like that Major League umpire who on like opening day, they're like, oh, you're not allowed to do the playoffs this year.
Yeah. Angel Hernandez. Yeah, the worst. Like, that is legitimately the reason why I stopped watching baseball, other than it's boring, is just, like, how terrible the umpires are.
Why are they so bad? And have they gotten worse? They have gotten worse, right?
And they've gotten, like, more brash about it, too.
Yeah, they're confidently worse.
They're like, I'm going to make a bad call, and if you say one word to me,
I'll kill you.
You're out of here. Yeah. I don't know if you saw the one. Welcome to the all sports edition of The Worst Year of Our Lives. I'm
later,
Scott.
Oh, I was going to say later. We'll tell you our names. Stay tuned.
But there was that. There was an umpire in the major leagues. I don't know which one it was. And it was a Yankees game. And he called a ball or a strike or whatever.
Yeah.
Yankees manager comes out, says something to the umpire, and very politely. And the umpire says, get back in the dugout. If you say one more thing, you're gone. He goes, okay, fine, whatever. So he goes back. He's standing in the dugout. Mm-hmm. A fan behind the bullpen, behind the dugout, yells at the referee and the umpire and says, let's get going. And the umpire turns to the Yankees manager and tosses him. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, I didn't say anything. It was like, and literally there's like, somebody on the field is mic'd up.
Yeah.
And the umpire says, I don't care who said it. You're out. Like, he doesn't care. He didn't want to like hear the facts or that like, clearly you can prove it was the guy behind.
Yeah.
He's like, no, not having any of it. I have the power. Get the fuck out.
That's fun.
It's the Wild West.
Baseball's stupid.
Baseball's horrible. Unwatchable garbage.
Yeah. What else is going on?
I don't know. More sports?
More sports?
No, I don't know. There's no more sports.
Canucks have lost. There's no more sports.
Yeah, it's true. I don't have to watch hockey anymore, which is nice. I can watch whatever I want.
Yeah.
Including second halves of seasons of anime.
I love that the boom shows tonight and tomorrow, I guess, as of recording time, Friday, Saturday, were not selling well.
Yeah.
And like, boom sells out every show weeks in advance.
Yep.
Except these two.
Yeah.
Canucks lost. both sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Everyone was waiting to see if there was a
connection. Well, I'm sure, yeah. It's a lot more about, like, getting home after the game is also... After the show is probably as much of a factor as also the game being on.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's probably people that aren't really Canucks fans, but they're like,
yeah,
oh, getting home after the show is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's why I don't go out. That's why I'm a hermit who stays home.
I like that. You're some sort of crab man.
I'm a crab man.
You're crab
people. I'm a crab people.
Yeah. I'm a crab people.
Tastes like crab. Talk like people.
Yeah. Classic. Speaking of anthropomorphic animals in South Park, we have not watched it yet, but the new South Park special, I received an emergency all caps DM from Antifa Catboy alerting me that there is an anthro tiger man in the new Ozempic related South Park, which we will probably watch tonight and report back on later. So I'm excited about that. Good to see South Park after 48 years has finally gotten their shit together. Way to go, Matt and Trey.
You finally did it.
Yeah. Took you long enough. Just decades and decades of garbage until you're seventh Paramount Plus special finally nailed it with an anthro tiger man. Drew has, you look like you have news.
Well, I wanted to spoil it for myself.
Do you have the news?
I wanted to spoil it for myself because I don't like waiting. I'm impatient and
sure. You don't like the Ryan Reynolds movie?
Impatient?
Waiting.
Oh, waiting. Dot, dot, dot. Don't watch.
Not to be confused with still
don't
waiting.
Watch still waiting. Because it's everyone but him, and it's horrible.
Is Dane Cook in it?
He was in the first one, too.
Yeah. He's in both?
Maybe. Okay. I cannot confirm that the Dane man...
the Dane man!
It makes me kind of mad, because...
Do you find it kind of funny, find it kind of sad?
It does.
Yeah.
So you're being told... that there's an anthro tiger man.
Catboy, if you fucked me on this,
we're
going to have
Scott
a problem.
There's an anthro tiger man in South Park.
Okay. Catboy, I apologize.
The fact that what he's referring to, oh, no, I don't want volume. What he's referring to is Tony the Tiger. How does he not know that that's Tony the Tiger?
I mean, He knows. Look, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt in knowing that it's Tony the
but
Tiger.
Just saying, but, oh, there's a tiger, there's an anthro tiger, and not, they did Tony the Tiger.
I feel like you're leaving out important details, Catboy.
Yeah.
We're gonna reserve judgment for the first time ever, and we're gonna watch this, and then if it's just Tony the Tiger doing stuff, I'm gonna yell at you. I will respond in kind with all caps. It's just Tony the Tiger, you asshole.
Yeah. Some people just don't get it. Just don't get it.
Did you say the name of the show?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah, I said it was the all sports episode of...
All sports and improv television.
The worst of our lives. Hey, we can talk about Who's Line for a long time.
I'm here for a Who's Line, not a long time.
That's weird.
All right, then. It's fun.
It's fun.
That was to my left, your right, is Drew. I'm of course Scott. Well, I assume that like the people are in the computer watching us.
Oh, right, of course.
So you're on like your camera left, stage right.
Right. Yes.
Just to give them an idea of the geography of what we're
geography
dealing with. I definitely had more, but it's gone. Yeah, we could. Have you listened to the last couple episodes, or are you just
me specifically?
No, the people. Oh. I'm talking to the people in the computer.
I haven't listened to a full episode of this ever. So
I also, you know what? I'm not doing my civic duty because to answer my own question, I have not listened to the last several episodes. But if you guys have, you would know that we find ourselves in a quagmire, a pickle.
Mm-hmm. A humdinger of a jam.
Yep, a bucket of syrup.
Mm-hmm.
That we could use some money for to get ourselves out of. So if anyone can assist with that, greatly appreciated. PayPal.me/NotScottHenson. PayPal.me/SarianSoftPaws. You can send it to one. Just make it clear it's for both. That would very much help. If you just want to send money, hey, that's the easiest way. If you want to make a request, you can do that too. And people have done that. We just recently got a new one for Godzilla 1954 from Angie. So we'll be doing that soon-ish, as well as the next 5 episodes of Beastars from Olivia, because it wouldn't be an episode of this show if we didn't talk about anime. Are we talking about anime today also? Yes, we are.
Who's to say?
So $150 per under 2 hour request. Obviously, if it's longer than that, you can do multiples of 150, as Dead Sane did for the Berserk we're going to talk about today. And so I cannot remember who mentioned it, but it is worth addressing. Someone said that a number of people have I'm quoting, these aren't my words, the wrong kind of autism, where they don't want to make requests outside of an all request spectacular situation.
Okay.
So this is me telling you, I have no idea when or if we're ever going to do an all request spectacular again. So if you're sitting on one, fucking make it. Okay. Cause I do not know. I honestly do not know when or if we're doing another, because time is limited and we're getting enough requests regularly that to do more would be an issue. So yeah, if you're sitting on one and like waiting for Godot for some reason, then don't, and fucking make it. All right. Now's the time. We need it. All right. Please. Thank you.
Hey everybody, producer Drew here. Just letting you know that we'll be doing an all request live spectacular very soon.
Oh, great. That's not true though. Let's,
you don't know.
I think I do.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure I do.
I mean, I'm not against doing it. We just have so much else that we have to get done.
That's the thing. Yeah. I don't know. We'll talk about it next year. So if you want to maybe make a request in, this presidential administration, then just make it now. Okay.
Yeah. Don't hold out.
Yeah. Now's the time.
Think about it this way. You
think about it this way. Make it now.
You holding out until the all request live spectacular
is killing us.
Means
you're killing your father.
You're paying the same amount of money for significantly less time spent on your request. If you're just making the request now, guess what? Your request is going to be one episode. If you request it during the all request live spectacular,
it'll be one of eight
or 10 or something.
That's
so
true.
You're going to get less time, less bang for your buck.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's make true, the request actually. Now and you'll get us to talk about whatever you want us to watch longer.
Yeah, quit fucking around.
And we'll be more invested because we won't be so tired from having to watch so many things.
Watched request movies every waking moment for 6 weeks. So there's that. And you can also do monetary things by going to youtube.com/@NotScottHenson. At the very least, subscribe, because what are you, an asshole?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. But preferably click the join button and become a paying member for custom badges, emotes, etc., and more importantly, early episodes and at the highest level, of course, access to our personal lives. And thank you to Nebula Caster, who just became our 40th member of the YouTube membership. So thanks very much. And that has earned everyone the last new custom emote that Caraxa has drawn. So everything she has drawn is now finally available.
Well, that
on the YouTube.
That seems like that's on Caraxa for not drawing more.
Well, now it's current. So she was good until right now.
Right.
Now she's bad.
You are bad.
Caraxa's bad now.
Caraxa's bad now. She went in the pool.
Yeah. Went in the pool, turned into a dog.
Bro, yeah, turned into a golden retriever.
That's a Greener Grass reference, by the way. If you guys have not seen Greener Grass, goddamn watch it. It's so fucking funny.
It's fucking amazing.
It's so funny. On my top 10 for 2019.
Could not, be on mine. I don't know.
We'll not on Drew's because Drew's hateful.
We'll talk about it. I don't know.
Oh, I guess we will talk about it soon. Fairly soon. So if anyone wants to draw any more custom badges, emotes, whatever, once we get 10 more members, wink wink hint hint, then we'll have room for them. But as it stands, enjoy the final one, which I believe is Drew with a mic in his mouth. So great guys, you gave Drew a platform.
That's all they want.
Drew with a guy named Mike in his mouth.
Hmm. Gross.
Comedy writer Mike Lawrence.
Hey, that's a callback to a conversation we had earlier off pod.
My favorite.
It was just for us.
Yep. We were looking up writers of the Tom Brady roast to see who wrote the really funny joke about dead Aaron or about suicidal murderer.
Yeah.
Suicidal gay murderer. Aaron Hernandez. To be clear, I was going to say he's a gay guy who murdered, not a guy who murdered gay guys. But did he also murder gay guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to New England Patriots All-Star, yeah. Pro Bowler.
Shout out to noted cool guy.
Cool guy, Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez.
Official sponsor of the podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Aaron Hernandez. do we have any other sponsors? You know what? I want treats.
We got a few treats.
I want treats right now.
Fucking greedy.
Yeah.
Well, there's not. There's
I'm
not,
in my brat.
There's
phase.
Only two treats, and they're not even that fancy.
I'm a bratty bottom today.
That's every day.
That's a lot of days.
Do you want solid snack or liquid snack?
I want liquid snack because I don't love watermelon, so I'm not going to be that psyched about it. But solid snack is going to be good.
Spoil
was
it.
Solid snack. The guy in Metal Gear Solid.
I don't know. I've never played Metal Gear Solid.
I think it's Solid Snake, and I think that's a great joke for
people who know what Metal Gear Solid is.
Yeah, I barely do, but I feel like there's a Solid Snake involved.
Okay.
Damn. But you're a gamer. What?
Not Metal Gear Solid.
I'm disappointed.
I'm more of a Hello Kitty Desert. No. Adventure Island?
Something like that.
anybody who listens to the podcast,
wants to know,
heard several episodes. We were talking about how it's been a hot minute since either one of us has had a Powerade.
Yes.
We are very much, this is a Gatorade household. It will stay a Gatorade household unless this Powerade is
Gatorade was here long before Powerade. It'll be here long after. It's the whose line is it anyway of sports drinks.
Gatorade's better. So I happened to see a brand new variety of Powerade at the job I had for 3 weeks. Powerade Sour, watermelon lime, 50% more electrolytes.
That's a lot of electrolytes, but let me answer your question with a question, even though you did not ask a question. Why? No, I've gone Neil Hamburger. Why is it not called Sourade if that's what we're going for?
Scott, you should be the head of marketing for Powerade.
Me? I'm an ideas man.
I said that earlier.
I don't think you did.
On the bottle, it says... So on the ingredients and the nutritional value chart.
Yep. It has 100% of the recommended daily value of every important thing I need.
It's got 41% of your daily sugars.
Oh, good.
No,
that's quite a bit.
That's quite a bit
for a sports drink.
Oh, my Gatorade's in the fridge. I was going to say, I wonder what the Gatorade is, but...
Huh.
There's a little...
How many calories is it?
It is 160 calories.
That's a fair bit.
It says here, I'm a little bottom thing that says...
You're a little bottom thing. Got him.
No, I'm a big bottom thing. Five
Spinal Tap wrote a song about you.
5% or less is a little.
15%
or more is a lot. That's a weird little note.
Yeah, I've seen that on something.
Like, people don't know what percentages are.
I think I saw that on one of my Kit Kat gold bars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How are we doing this? We both sucking, or do you want to drink out of the top?
The age-old question, are we both sucking? Here, the answer may surprise you.
No.
Yes.
Oh, well,
Whatever.
I already opened the top, so you can...
How's the bouquet? How's the nose?
Watermelon-y.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's very little actual lemon to it or lime to it.
Probably, yeah. Just looking at the ingredients, it's a lot of chemicals and a couple
riboflavin.
I wanted to say yes, but no.
Xylitol.
No,
it's not going to make you shit your pants because it's a.
I don't think I'll show it. There is potassium phosphate,
mm-hmm.
So don't worry about that.
Okay, I wasn't, but okay.
All right, let's see what this tastes like. There's lime in there.
Is it sour?
It's tart. I mean, I guess it's probably the most sour Powerade or Gatorade. It's not bad.
It's fine.
Do you love it?
Nope.
Hmm.
I miss the little like diaphragm top that they used to have.
Oh, yeah.
And you could take the lid off and put it in your mouth and just be annoying.
You could do that.
I miss that.
I remember that. That was a good time. I see why they got rid of it, though. I think people were being annoying.
I mean, it's still going to be a Gatorade household.
But?
Powerade's not banned from the household.
Okay.
Just this one, though. We'll see what the rest are. I don't know. Maybe I'll never try another Powerade again.
Separate but equal.
Mm-mm.
Sports drink segregation.
Yeah, it's tart, but like I don't get a lot of lime. I get a little tiny bit.
I might have just been giving the tartness credit to the lime, but it might just be sour watermelon. I want this candy though. This candy's up my alley.
Twizzlers.
Yep.
Filled twists. Limited edition flavor. Pink lemonade.
Have you ever been eating licorice that doesn't taste like licorice, which is my favorite kind of licorice,
mm-hmm.
And thought to yourself, this is good, but I wish there was goo in the middle?
Always.
This is the question that these answer. These feel relatively fresh.
Yeah.
Because sometimes these fellas get kind of hard,
yeah.
And because they've been in the store for...
These fellas get kind of hard.
Because they've been in the store for 3 years and no one's bought them. But these have the correct amount of fresh licorice wobble to them.
These don't expire till December.
Nice. Yep, yeah, these are good. That's exactly what I wanted.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That's a winner.
Get yourself some pink lemonade Twizzlers.
Second official sponsor of the podcast after Aaron Hernandez. Did I ever watch the documentary on him?
I don't know. Did you?
I don't know if I did.
I did.
Is it good?
Yeah, it seems like a real cool guy.
He is a noted cool guy.
A cool guy. So last week,
mm-hmm.
after we recorded a podcast...
Don't tell them what we did after we recorded the podcast.
As you were driving away in your vehicle,
mm-hmm.
I all caps texted you, turn around, we have to record another episode.
I
had forgotten.
I haven't forgotten, but I got that text to speech in the car. And I thought, because the rest was just a link.
Yeah.
It didn't read link.
Of course.
So I thought we actually had to do something. And then I stopped and looked at my phone. I'm like, oh, I think he doesn't actually want me to drive back to his house.
I mean, it would have been very funny if you did. And if you actually did, I would have recorded another like 20 minutes.
Sure. But as it stands, we can do it now. The emergency podcast.
So you know how you often think about how cool countries like Saudi, the progressive city of Riyadh or Jeddah, or like, I don't know, all those other countries that you're like, wow, they really are monsters there. And you're like, hey, what are some nice countries I can think of? Your Norways, your Denmarks, your Finlands, your...
someone like Scandinavia.
I mean, they're the nice countries.
They are nice. Who was
New Zealand, Ireland. Ireland's like the most progressive country in the world.
Yeah, they did gay marriage in like 1942.
Yeah, right. Like
in the middle of the war. In the middle of the war, they're like, yeah, gays can get married.
Even though most of the men are away at war, the ones that are still here can get married.
Well, that's why they weren't at war.
Because they couldn't go.
Yeah.
Flat feet? Nope.
They got
poor eyesight? Nope. Pufta? Yeah.
They got F5'd or whatever.
F5.
What is it? 4F?
4F, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with F5.
Efsler, 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 Efsler.
4Fs, baby.
4Fs, baby. So gay, they say it four times.
Fucking fat beep. 4F. Filipino.
So I saw this as I was on the toilet.
Nice.
After you left.
Yeah.
That noted cool country, Peru. You know, way down there on the west coast of South America,
Machu Picchu, Lima.
I think the country with the most pumas in the world.
Mm. Can't spell Peru without puma.
P-U. I don't think that math checks out.
You don't know. One of the highest elevations of a country, too, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I train.
And I think they're one of the only countries in the southern hemisphere that has glacier, desert,
beach
and tundra.
Maybe.
I think. Because of how, like, just insanely cliffy and, like,
yeah,
mountainous their ocean is. But, yeah. So, Peru officially classified all trans people and all members of the LGBTQ+AA74309
F5
community as officially mentally ill.
Okay.
That's, again, I like we've said this before, I feel bad for anybody who's just gay and like
yeah,
and like the like, because I feel like if it was just about gay people it wouldn't get as much attention, but people are so afraid of trans people,
yeah,
that they're like, no, no, no. If you're even in the same conversation as trans people,
yeah,
you're also mentally ill. And the gay people are just like, hey, we're just trying to live our lives over here. Don't lump us in. Yeah,
we're just two middle-aged guys in sweaters living on the Upper West Side, just like with a tiny dog.
I'm a 70-year-old white man. This is my 24-year-old Filipino boyfriend.
Love that vibe.
Yeah, it is wild that it's not even like a country. I mean, I don't know what country specifically I would think of, like America or or like Iran or something.
Yeah.
But
you don't think of Peru as particularly unchill.
No. I mean,
but it turns out they might be.
They might. I don't know if they're overly religious there, because they're not. They're kind of like jungle people, if I'm allowed to say that. Is that a racist term for...
You can say it about South America, but you can't about Africa. Which seems unfair. I think I should be able to call anyone I want a jungle person.
Why can't apes have this? Because humans had it first. What for apes? I don't know. Africa?
That's a line from the new Planet of the Apes.
That
Drew might have added the last line.
Protesters push back against the Peruvian health minister's new gender identity classifications, which contradict the World Health Organization's guidance.
Well, let me ask you this. Who knows better, the World Health Organization or Peru?
Ooh, that's a real Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan argument.
Who's Kobe, who's Michael?
Well, I mean, Michael's the goat, so
Peru.
I guess I guess the World Health Organization. LGBTQ advocates in Peru protested in the capital city of Lima last week after the health minister issued a new law that deemed transgender people as having mental health problems. The supreme decree signed by Peruvian President Dina Boluarte and published May 10th.
Is it a girl?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lady.
Girl president.
Girl president. Good for you, Peru.
So they are chill.
So you're like 50-50.
Yeah.
You're like cool enough to let a woman be president, but only if she was born a woman.
Yes. Yes.
Not the other way around.
Rules are rules.
The ministry's list of insurable mental health conditions to include transsexualism, gender identity disorders,
that is a thing that
and
is...
cross-dressing.
Wow. Okay. So they may not be as progressive as we originally gave them credit for. Because I feel like I haven't heard the word transsexual in 15 years.
No, you can't say it.
Yeah.
You can't say it. That's a banned word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is odd because it's no more offensive linguistically than transgender. But I guess
because it's sexualism and not gender or gender identity.
Gender's the one that we decided was... made up and sex is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've had sex.
I've had sex. They're
together.
Carbon. They're carbon. I'm carbon.
In 2019, the World Health Organization redefined its terms of gender identity related health, moving conditions of gender incongruence out of being defined as mental and behavioral disorders and into the conditions related to sexual health.
Which is what we used to have for gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they moved on to live their lives.
Yeah.
And then we moved trans people.
And then we demonized a new group of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's next, do you think?
Is it us? Well, it's us.
It is us.
It's trans species.
Yeah. So we have to keep being mean to regular
trans
people.
We can never let the world accept trans.
We can never let the trans win.
because next in line.
Yeah.
And
when they came for the gays, I said nothing. And when they came for the trans, I said nothing. And now they come for me.
And now I'm the gay trans.
Furry. And now I'm the gay trans furry.
So despite the minister is reiterating that the update to the country's essential health insurance plan will remain in force despite the World Health Organization's classification. After the statement was issued, a collective of more than 60 national LGBTQ plus organizations staged a protest Friday in front of the ministry's headquarters.
Yeah, I guess they would be mad.
Yeah.
I could see them being upset at that. So it's just an insurance thing. It's not like they're rounding them up and putting them in asylums.
Not yet.
I guess that's next.
Drive them out to the desert and just leave them there with all the pumas. And then because they're like, let's be honest. They run slower than alpacas. So pumas are going to have a new number one. Anyways.
So trans people versus alpaca race, you've got alpacas?
Scott, you've seen them.
Yeah.
You've seen some of the shirts we folded.
And I've seen alpacas.
You know.
They can move.
You know. In its statement, the health ministry clarified that sexual orientation and gender identity do not constitute health disorders, and individuals should not be subjected to treatments such as conversion therapy. On Wednesday, U.S. Republican Robert Garcia...
Subjected? No one's forcing them. Like, it's...
I guess they're saying they're not going that far. They're not saying that, like... Yeah, you're mentally ill, but we're not going to force you to be the gender you were born.
Yeah,
you just don't get health insurance.
Yeah.
Which is insane because this is going to be a hot topic and not the cool shop.
Man, I wish it was the cool shop.
But like you are a trans.
Don't tell me what I am, but lucky guess.
Trans tiger.
You got me.
But when you go to the doctor and not the veterinarian, you go to the doctor, you're still need medical needs for the human body parts you have.
Yes.
So it's not like you're going to a veterinarian and taking away the medicine and treatment that tigers need.
Yeah.
You're
bio tigers.
Bio tigers. You are getting
tigers.
You're getting the medical treatment for the human body parts you have.
Right.
So it's kind of wild to say you identify as a male to female trans, but you can't get checked for testicular cancer.
Yeah.
Right? Or like you can't get the medical treatment you would get if you still identified as a man.
Yeah.
Which is so backwards.
So do you have to lie?
I guess you have to lie. You'd have to go presenting as a male.
Huh.
Is what you'd have to do. Or as a female or whatever.
I like getting the surgery, but then having to wear a disguise.
Yeah.
Like having to like put on a fake mustache.
US Republican Representative Robert Garcia, Democrat of California, said that he would be working directly with the State Department to push back on this direct attack on LGBTQ plus Peruvians because the measures move Peru backwards. As a gay Peruvian American and the first Peruvian American to serve in Congress, it's clear to me that the decision by the Boluarte administration and the right-wing Congress to attack and label trans and intersex Peruvians as mentally ill is discriminatory, dangerous, and shameful. In the United States, the American Psychiatric Association has used the terminology gender dysphoria in its diagnostics and statistical manual of mental disorders since 2013.
DSM-5, baby.
Replacing gender identity disorder, focusing on the distress related to transgender people's experiences rather than on the identities themselves. Hey, we joke around a lot in this podcast.
We have a lot of fun.
But we are very much allies to the LGBTQ plus AAV79PZ. But not...
But not 2S. Yeah, but
we are allies. So
yeah, we're allies.
We may make jokes and be funny, silly boys, but we are not aligned with Peru.
On that. Other stuff.
Unless they vote a Puma into presidency, then if they vote a Puma in and Puma has the same political stance,
then
I'm sorry, everybody, but we are pro Peru.
We're with President Puma.
President Puma.
Yeah, sorry. President Puma can do whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the news.
He wants to round your asses up, then so be it.
Round you up like it's the Olympics in Los Angeles in 1980. Just drive him out to the desert and leave him there. I wish they had done that here. Just drive him to Abbotsford and leave him there.
That'd
or
be cool.
Mission.
Or whatever Beijing did in 2008.
But they didn't do anything. Don't.
We never had any homelessness.
They never had homelessness.
We've had 0%.
They didn't even have the Olympics.
That's a fun claim.
Every person that lives here has a full-time job and a home.
It's true.
Try and find one person without a home.
You can't. You maybe could in 2007.
Maybe.
Not so much in 2008. Give me another Twizzler right now. Right now.
I put them too far out of my reach.
This is not a request.
It's a demand?
Yeah.
Is it a sexual demand?
It's one of my many sexual demands. Oh, give me the tit.
Oh, I'm a tit. Yeah, that was news.
That was good news.
Interesting. Bad.
Yep.
Not good for anybody living in Peru.
Moving backwards. Respect.
twirling towards freedom.
Yep. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Scandinavia. People get uppity about what countries constitute Scandinavia.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, the three big ones up there that touch each other, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, Iceland.
Okay.
I feel like some bitch at a dinner table.
Was it a family dinner table?
It was a family dinner table. It was like my uncle's friend's wife.
Why is your uncle's friend at your family dinner?
I mean, it wasn't.
That's
fucking
weird.
It was an uncle dinner, not necessarily a family dinner.
It was the uncle and all is your uncle and all his friends' dinner.
Yeah,
so you're your uncle's friend.
She's my uncle's friend's wife.
No, but you're your uncle's friend.
I am also my uncle's friend. My uncle surrounds himself with absolute fucking losers to make himself feel better. You can quote me on
that. I will. I will quote you on that.
Like, all my friends are just like hoarders, pathological liars.
That's why he's friends with you.
That's why he's friends with me. I'm both of those. But yeah, like, ooh, a second Twizzler. You read my mind. Yeah, I think she like yelled at me and said Finland's not in Scandinavia. And
Finland?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
They literally touch.
I don't know.
Okay.
So are you doing research or are you looking at other shit?
I'm none of your business.
I guess I'll do research.
You want me to look up what is considered Scandinavia?
Yeah.
So I would consider Estonia Scandinavia.
No, okay.
No.
That's nonsense.
Because Estonia and Finland culturally and, you know, ethnically diversely are the same. It's sure. Just that Estonia is down on the actual main continent of Europe.
You got to draw a line.
Yeah, that's the line.
No.
Estonia.
The line is before Estonia.
No.
You can't call Estonia part of fucking Scandinavia.
Here's what it's got. Denmark, Norway, Sweden. Åland Island, the Faroe Islands,
mm-hmm.
Finland, Iceland, the Nordic territories that are not part of Scandinavia.
That's fine. Yeah. So the ones I said, plus all the silly little islands.
Bouvet Island, Jan Mayen, Svalbard, and Greenland.
Yeah.
Now, Greenland, technically part of North America.
Technically part of North America. Owned. Continentally part of North America, owned by a country in Europe.
Yeah. And mostly native Inuit people.
Yeah, but there's, sure, but there's like 8 total people.
They're what's their dumbass capital called? Nuuk.
I have no idea what
the N-U-U-K. Nuke.
Nuke. Okay.
Are
we going to nuke Greenland? You got to nuke something.
It is 89.5% Inuit.
Yeah.
7.5% Danish. 1.1% other Nordic and 1.9% other.
Black.
It is exclusively Christianity.
Nice.
As a religion. And I believe, I'm not going to, number one, don't quote me on it.
I'm going to quote you.
Number two,
bit.
Don't look it up.
Okay.
I think they have one of the highest density populations for their capital city compared to the rest of the country in the world. I think almost 89%.
Everyone's in the capital
lives
and
in
the
rest
capital
is
just like largely
because,
unlivable.
Because most of the top of it is
ice. It's just permafrost. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they are one of the more, like if their population, their population is 56,583 people.
Okay.
They are 210th in the world.
Okay.
That's GDP. I don't care about
is that
GDP.
Considering Greenland a country?
I think it is.
Yeah. So, it is. So yeah, 210th is less than basically every actual country besides some of the little island guys.
Yes.
I don't know what the population of Kiribati is.
Well, that's because you're not smart.
Can we talk about how annoying it is?
That's because you're not smart.
That it's spelled Kiribati,
yeah,
but it's pronounced Kiribati because T-I makes an S sound in their booga booga language. So like their favorite rapper is just called S. What a great joke.
Write that down. Although that doesn't really translate in written down.
It's tough.
The lowest population in the world is Pitcairn Island.
Pitcairn.
Which is owned by the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Is
8 dudes.
47 people.
What's the point?
Yeah, I know.
why bother?
Cocos, which is the Keeling Islands, which is Australia.
Mm-hmm.
593.
Great.
Vatican City, 764.
It's just the Pope.
Tokelau, 1,647.
Mm-hmm.
Then a bunch of other fucking dumb islands.
Yeah.
Tuvalu is the smallest, like,
country.
Although, 10,000 people.
Nice.
10,679. And what was the dumb one you were saying? I don't even remember.
Kiribati. But don't search for it phonetically. Dumbass island.
Greenland is tied for... Oh, that's percentage. It is 189 as far as whatever things. This thing whatever this thing is ranking it under. That's population of the world. Well, I don't want population of the world. I want updated populations. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. It is 189th in the world as far as population.
Way to go. Let's get some immigration going there.
Or don't.
Let's move it.
Kiribati.
Kiribati.
Is 178th in the world at 120,000 people.
That's more than I would have guessed. Way to go. Moving on up. Yeah. Let's move Israel to Greenland.
What are we like, fourth?
Let's move Israel to North Greenland.
Ooh. I'm down.
Plenty of room.
I'm down.
You know, I'm willing to give them the entirety of Baffin Island.
No, I don't want them that close.
We could probably hear them complaining from there. Yeah. I guess no closer than Greenland.
No. It's about time that some countries finally got off their asses and were like, Palestine's a country. It only took them until they're almost not a country before people were like,
very counterintuitive not recognizing a place as a country until it is completely devastated into not being a country.
They're like, anymore. Oh, there's only like 400 people left. They're a country.
Yeah, always were.
Yeah, we always thought they were a country, which is insane.
Free Palestine.
Because it was Ireland, Norway, and Spain, out and formally stated that they are a country.
Yeah.
And good job.
And the war's over.
Waiting until it's almost done.
Till they've almost been completely genocided.
Yeah. That's a real, like, your wife is doing the dishes and you come in and offer to help, but everything's already almost done.
Yeah.
Oh, I can dry them for you. No, it's fine. They can air dry. Yeah.
And Palestine is the dishes.
Is the dishes. And your wife is Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scandinavia, a large peninsula in northwestern Europe occupied by Norway and Sweden. It is bounded by the Arctic Ocean on the north, Atlantic Ocean on the west, and Baltic Sea on the south and east. So I see that's where they get it. But then below that, it says a cultural. So geographically, Scandinavia is just Norway, Sweden.
Which is weird.
Which makes no sense because Sweden and Finland are just like hanging out together.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it get to play? And then, a cultural region consisting of Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and sometimes also Iceland, Finland, and the Faroe Islands, and the other bullshit.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. Because, like, Finland, I get it. Finland's the connecting part to Europe. But it's literally right there.
Yeah.
It. You guys are butt to butt.
I mean, come on.
And then Denmark, sure, is, like, on Europe.
Yeah,
but it's a small ferry ride across a channel.
Yeah, and they all sound the same. That's the important thing.
Do not tell them that.
Here's I don't know much about northwestern Europe.
Yeah.
I've been there a couple times, but I don't consider myself an expert. And I haven't been to these countries at all.
You know what? I consider you an expert, though.
Thank you. But the one thing I know is that Danish and Swedish people sound and look exactly the same. And they would agree with me on that also and would not almost start a war over it. there's nothing better than very, very white on very white European racism.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Suzanne Beer movie In a Better World.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like, anybody else on the outside looking at this thinks you're the same people.
You guys are ridiculous.
You as a Norwegian could not hate anyone more than you hate Swedish people.
Yeah.
Even though you're the same thing.
Yeah. See also every non-European based war in Africa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hutus and the Tutsis, get out of here. Also, always Tutsis, because they've got Dustin Hoffman on their side.
As well as every former Yugoslavian country.
Oh, you guys. Yeah. You, okay.
And then like more more regions want to break off and become their own countries. Doing it. Yeah.
You like original Yugoslavia is like here to the end of the block.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like
it's like two blocks.
It's a square mile.
Yeah.
And that somehow splintered into, are we at 8 countries now?
Yes. And I think
they're not done.
I think right now there are 2 other regions that want to become their own countries.
You guys.
And then there's like a part of Bosnia that wants to join with Serbia.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And because where was Kosovo inside Bosnia?
Kosovo was inside Serbia. It was inside Bosnia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now it's its own thing.
Depends on who you ask.
Depending on who you ask.
Because some countries recognize it and other countries don't.
What if I ask Palestine?
You probably wouldn't get an answer.
It'd be hard getting a message in.
Yeah. Might be easy getting a message in. It's going to be hard getting a message out.
Yeah. Fair. We got Croatia. We got Serbia.
Yep,
we got
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
We got Kosovo, depending on who you ask.
Slovenia,
Moldova,
North Macedonia,
which started as Macedonia, and then Greece were little bitches about it.
I mean, they invented gayness.
If they didn't invent it, they at least perfected it.
Yeah. With little boys.
Yeah.
But don't do it too much.
But not too much, because then they'll make you drink poison.
We're totally okay with it, except for what you're doing.
Okay, Socrates, great thinker.
Yeah. You're abusing the system.
Knock it off.
You're abusing the system.
Look, we're all gay. And we're all having sex with boys.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is disgusting. You're one of the greatest thinkers and philosophers in history. And will continue to be considered that for minimum 2,000 more years.
Yeah.
But you have to kill yourself because of what you're doing to these boys.
He can't help it. Their thigh gaps are too sexy.
I know. I don't blame the guy. Was that all the former Yugoslav republics that we missed? I would feel terrible if we missed one.
I think so.
I would be horribly embarrassed. And didn't we have, like, relatively speaking, because we don't have a following anywhere, but didn't we have, like, more than one listener in Moldova or something?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Because I feel like we did a specific shout-out to Moldova.
Yeah.
We hit him?
Oh, now you're giving me a time frame here? Just give me the goddamn country.
Just the facts, ma'am.
New states. So, we've got ourselves Slovenia.
Yep.
Macedonia.
Yep.
Well. North. Serbia.
Mm-hmm.
Bosnia. Kosovo. Yep. Croatia.
Yep.
Montenegro.
We didn't say Montenegro. Apologies to the fine people of Black Mountain.
And then Bosnia and Herzegovina is broken up into 3, like,
oh, come on,
federal districts. Within itself,
it's already called 2 things. It's already Bosnia and Herzegovina.
But how fucking funny is it that when they broke apart to be countries, that like Croatia made themselves to take all of the coastline away?
That is
from,
awesome. That
from
Croatia
Bosnia,
got the entire coast.
That they're like, no. This is ours.
We get the beach.
You can have that.
Yeah,
we get this because I mean, Croatia were kind of the bullies, I guess, or maybe Serbia, but like. I've had a lot of Croatian friends just from, I guess, Croatians moved to Coquitlam from Croatia.
Yeah.
And so I've had a lot of Croatian friends in my life. And like, you will never meet people that are like more patriotic to a country they don't live in anymore.
Yeah.
Or like my friend Kresmir, who was born here.
Yeah.
And has only been to Croatia twice.
Yeah.
And is the most patriotic Croatian.
And he would die for Croatia.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But he's Canadian. His sister and his 2 sisters. And they're like the most diehard. Croatia is the greatest country in the world, even though they never lived there.
Are there any Croatian people who don't have a Croatian flag tattoo?
No.
The answer is no.
Or right? like one of those decals hanging from their rearview mirror in their car.
Goes without saying.
Yeah. Or what's the stupid... They have a saying that's like they're like the slogan for their country.
Croatia, Ichiban.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think so.
But yeah, I just... they're like so patriotic to their country, even though they don't live there.
And were before it was even a country. Because like when my mom taught school in... the 70s. Maybe it was the first day of school, you know, people just like introducing themselves and getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. And like it came up that one kid was Yugoslavian. Mm-hmm. And he said, "I'm Croatian." Even just then, like, yeah, wow. Like fire in his eyes.
Yeah. Well, like you've seen it, but like the 30 for 30, the Vladi Divac and Goran Petrovic, doesn't
he? Once Brothers?
Yes, Once Brothers.
Yes.
If you're listening and like, even if you're not a sports fan, it is a really good political look at just like how stupid the whole region is.
So, yeah.
Because
I don't think you need to be a sports fan.
Not really. It's not really about basketball.
To enjoy most 30 for 30s.
Yeah.
Some are very sportsy, but 75% are interesting documentaries that you do not need to care about the sport for.
Yep. That's very true. Yeah. But yeah, this one's like a really good, like, look at like just like the politics of the region and like everything that led to like these two best friends who were from Yugoslavia, but one was a Croat and one was a Serbian, and just like what's
Croat sounds like a slur, but it does
actually. Yeah,
it's the real Jew of the Balkans. That's where it sounds, I guess it's just how you say it.
Yeah.
It's not what you say, it's how you say
Jew.
It. Yeah, like that sounds bad. Croat.
Yeah. Serb.
So yeah, Serb sounds kind of racist too, but it's just the name of the thing.
Herzegovinian.
That sounds okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I've never met a Bosnian. Have you ever met a Bosnian?
I've never met a Bosnian I didn't like.
So you've never met a Bosnian.
I've never met a Bosnian.
I've met a couple. I have two North Macedonian acquaintances, but don't say it's North Macedonia.
I was going to say, neither of them are psyched about the recent North edition.
Fucking Greece. I don't know.
How did Greece have the pull to do that? Didn't like the entire country go bankrupt?
Yeah, like, I don't know. 10 years because ago? They're also like, they're like 4 billion years old. And they're like, hey, you guys used to be one dumb country. We've been around forever.
Yeah, you guys have only been a thing since 1993.
Yeah.
We got dibs on pretending Alexander the Great is from here.
But also, like, the region of Macedonia in Greece, like, the people that live there don't really consider, like, I don't think they cared.
No.
I think it was Greece as a nation was like, that's our word.
Yeah.
That's what we call our people.
Yeah, it was a real...
Not you guys.
Our word.
Not you rodents. You Eastern European rodents, even though we're further east than you.
Yeah. How do I say this without YouTube dinging me for hateful or derogatory...
Spell it out.
...comments? Ooh, spelling. But it's like a number of sentences, so it could...
Well...
It could take a while. Because like one of the examples they give in the hateful interrogatory is like this square brackets, like group of people are bad, which is a thing I'm trying to say. So how do I say? But the very tricky to navigate, but I'm going to try my best. The Okay. Mm-hmm. There's like a spectrum of white people.
Okay.
And the closer you get to the end, to one end of that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Which end?
The
bad end.
The bad end. the Eastern European Balkans Caucasus end of the white people spectrum. Those people, and I feel like I'm being vague enough that I'm not speaking about any specific people, YouTube, so you have to be cool about this.
Is this true?
You demonetized part two of the wrestling awards, and I have no idea why. Because part one had all the preamble where we said other non-wrestling stuff, which is usually bad. And that was monetized fine. So I don't know what happened to the second part. But maybe it was just how mean we were to women wrestlers. I don't know. I'll never know.
That would be pretty funny.
They won't tell me. Anyway, those, and okay, now we've at least had a gap in what I was saying. But those people from before, those are the worst people in the world. You know? Like, there's, like, there are no Black, Asian, Latino, any variances of any of those people who are worse than the people I was talking about a second ago. They're the worst people on earth.
I know what it was. There is a part of Croatia that the ethnic majority of identify as Serbians, even though they've been living in a part of Croatia for 40 years. And
hey, you guys, why don't you just
go
the fuck to Serbia?
Yeah.
That's why we did this whole thing. That's why we split up these 8 square blocks into 8 single square blocks. Yeah. So everyone gets to have their own square block.
Yes. But yeah, it's insane. But yeah, the regions, those regions where, like, there's nothing different about you other than how stupid you believe in religion.
Yeah, like, what kind of weird Eastern Orthodox Christian you are.
Or even just, like, how, like...
Is one of them Muslim?
No. No.
Yeah.
Kosovo?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think Kosovo...
One of them might be, but most of them are just, like, weird Eastern Orthodox,
but
right?
But also, don't say that Kosovo is a country, or we'll get demonetized.
Damn it.
Kosovo is mostly Albanians, and it is 93% Islam, is the religion.
There you go.
93%, 6% Christianity, and less than 1% non-religious.
Man, we really don't like recognizing small Muslim countries, is what I'm learning.
Nope, but we got, you know which ones we need to worry about.
What if they moved Palestine to Kosovo?
Interesting. I don't know how that would go over.
And then moved both of those
to Dagestan?
To Manhattan.
Oh.
And Israel to Greenland. And
like reward the Palestinians by getting to live in New York City.
Yeah.
And punishing the Jews by moving them to Greenland.
I don't know how much you should say punishing the Jews.
It's fine.
I think that might be the one that gets us.
Oh.
But
it was a joke.
It was a joke. I definitely
need to pee.
Should have peed before we started.
Because I can see you moving around.
Yeah. So
pause the podcast.
No, you got this.
Oh, I don't like it when I'm alone because then I got to think of things.
It'll be a quick pee, but but that being said, what you do while I'm gone has to be really good.
I'm going to talk more about
it. Has to be really good.
Islamic countries.
Or when I come back, I'm going to be cross with you.
Islamic countries.
Okay, that's fine, but it has to be good.
Fine.
All right.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Oh, now?
Now.
Oh. So, a couple of episodes ago, we did Spooky Talk.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all were real enthusiastic about the Spooky Talk. And Scott had mentioned Radio Rental as a very good podcast to listen to that has, like, true stories of, like, spooky occurrences or, like, traumatic events suffered by people telling the stories mostly. And we've been listening to it at the place that has been employing both of us. And we listened to an episode recently that talked about sleep paralysis and vaguely about night terrors. And that made me think of the fact that when I was a child, which I think is somewhat common, I very much suffered from, like, very, very, very vivid and traumatic night terrors that, like, I would like wake up screaming for my parents. And I don't know how much of it specifically I remember as an adult, because one, my brains are mush, and two,
I still wake up screaming for your parents.
Boom.
I
you know what? You did a good job while I was gone. Thanks. I'm not cross with you.
Good. Do you want another Twizzler?
Yeah.
As a reward for not being cross with me?
Yeah. Treat.
Paw.
And I'm glad you remembered Spooky Talk. Yeah, because yeah. We got minimum two, maximum
three
comments enjoying the Spooky Talks, and I said we could look at transitioning this from an anime to a paranormal podcast.
We can get Zach Bagans on the podcast, our good friend from Devil House. Demon House? Demon House.
Demon House.
Yeah. And my favorite show, Ghost Adventures.
That was stupid. Someone paid for us to watch that.
They sure did.
Ridiculous.
I know.
I mean, it was funny. Like,
it was
not a bad request at all.
Not at all.
It was just ridiculous.
So the only actual thing I remember about having night terrors was, I don't remember what was happening in the dream. I just remember that the ground literally started to just like shred and pull apart.
Oh.
And I was just falling.
Mm.
And I could get to something like as I'm falling and put a foot on something. Mm-hmm. And then it would also disintegrate. Right. And I would just be falling forever. And just, like, it never stopped. And it would, like, wake me up. And then, like, it would wake me up screaming for my parents. And then I was awake. That was it. Oh. So, like, that night, I didn't sleep.
Ain't getting back to sleep.
Yeah. And then I'd mentioned to Scott, when we were during the week, like, there was one time I remember having sleep paralysis, which was, like, 2010, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sleeping at my...
Obama's in the White House, first term?
He is in the White House.
Yep.
And it was the...
Sounds like an oxymoron if you ask me. Obama in the White House?
Show me your birth certificate. So I was sleeping at my then-girlfriend's
house.
The
guy who said that, he got to be president, too.
That is true.
That's what, like, that started his political career.
Yeah.
Is saying Obama was a Muslim Kenyan. And then he got to be president for 4 years a little while ago and gets to be president for 4 years this year.
Or forever. Does Kenya even have a large Muslim population?
Might have some. It'd be funny if it had none, though. And he just like didn't even do that much research.
10.9%.
That's not much at all.
It is 85.5% Christian.
Huh.
60% Protestantism. Protestantism, Protestant, and 20% Catholic, and 4.1% other Christian.
So Trump was positing that Obama is a minority Kenyan.
Yeah, which should have got him more of a vote. Anyways, so I was sleeping at my then girlfriend's house, and I just like I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and I like couldn't move. Like yeah. I was clearly awake.
Mm-hmm.
And my breathing was like hard, but not like some people when they talk about it is like it feels like somebody's like pushing on your chest. Uh-huh. Like I didn't feel like anybody was sitting on me or pushing on my chest, but I definitely felt like I was struggling to breathe a little bit and I couldn't move.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could do was I could move my hand enough to like knock the pillow off the bed,
mm-hmm.
which like hit the dresser. And that woke my girlfriend up. And then as soon as she woke up, I was fine.
Mm.
And I could move. And I...
So you didn't, like, see anything scary during sleep paralysis?
Didn't see anything, didn't hear anything.
Because, like, there's
people
who, like, see demons and ghosts and stuff.
Or something... Yeah, like, they see something sitting on their chest or on the edge of the bed or something.
Fucking terrifying. I thank Allah every day that I do not have sleep paralysis.
I face east and pray.
And the accompanying scary hallucinations or whatever.
Yeah, and then I told her about it and she was mean to me about it. but yeah, that was pretty shitty. Like, that was a pretty terrible experience to have of, like...
Yeah.
Because, you know, sleep is supposed to be, like, peaceful and calming.
Yeah. Sleep is supposed to be good.
And not, like, I can't move and I might die.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I would love to do more spooky stuff. Like, I really like the spooky sort of, like, not ridiculous, like, you know, things that are, like, more within the realm of explanation or, like,
yeah.
Or just are, like, creepy and weird, not, like, aliens and
yeah,
oh, there's a ghost there, like, you know.
Yeah, there is an interesting sleep paralysis one on Radio Rental that yeah. like guy who has had sleep paralysis for
his entire life,
his,
I think,
yeah,
right?
His whole life basically, and he's with his fairly recent wife and baby, and she wakes up one night and sees this, like, she said it didn't even really look particularly ghostly. It was nope. just like an actual, like,
solid.
Corporeal yeah. solid woman 2 inches from her husband's yeah. face.
Like sucking out his breath.
Like breathing in his breath.
Yeah.
And but I guess because they had, like, a newborn and she was, like, completely sleep deprived and just over it and, like, didn't even have it in her to be scared. She just yeah. went straight to annoyed.
Yeah. I think she said at first she was annoyed at him.
Yeah.
Because like, she said she could hear him. She could hear
making
his
sleep paralysis noises.
The noises. Yeah. And so she had just gotten to sleep and she was mad at him.
Yeah.
For, like, having sleep paralysis while she was trying to sleep.
Yeah. And then she says Women. To the sleep paralysis lady, just like, he's okay, get out of
no,
here.
He's mine.
He yeah.
belongs to me.
Yeah.
And then she was gone. But, like, I think the unique thing about the story was that, at least according to her, is he had never said what he saw.
Sees. Yeah.
And then she saw it and he said, yeah, that's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, she told him what she saw and it freaked him the yeah. fuck out because he's like, that's the woman I've been yeah. seeing for 30 years.
Yeah, that's the cool part of
yeah.
it. Yeah. It's not just like, I saw something and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
It was like the exact thing he sees that he had never explained to her. Like, yeah, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying, like, the, like, I think we talked about it. No, last episode? Episode before.
Last episode? I don't know. Nope. Episode before. I think we talked about it on the Dark News. And then we did Wrestling Awards.
But that was still last week because we did 2 last week.
Oh, yeah.
So
it was a week and a half ago.
It's been a week and a half.
And it's Bram.
And we're already, I think I'm already on episode 24.
Nice.
I mean, granted, some of them are really short.
They're like half hour episodes.
Yeah, but
with ads,
I mean, so. That's pretty, like, I've been chugging through them. Can I say that word?
Depending on context, yes.
Yeah. So I've been chugging through episodes of Radio Rental. So very good.
Yeah. I've been chugging through the Indian Reserve.
Hmm.
That's an example of what you shouldn't say.
Shouldn't say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to do more spooky stuff. And if people have spooky stories,
give us your spooks.
If you have spooky stories, like, definitely, like, either DM us or put them in the YouTube comments and we'll read it. Cause, I always like hearing other people's scary things. You don't really have any.
Send us your spooks.
You've never really said anything.
Not really. The only thing I can ever remember is just one time. It'd be years and years ago. I would be no older than my late teens and maybe earlier.
Oh, so like 5 years ago?
So like 5 years ago. Maybe mid-teens, maybe tweens even.
Oh.
Maybe.
Sexy.
Maybe mid-teens. But yeah, I was alone in my room and I had nothing playing audio and nobody else was anywhere near, and I heard one very distinct human breath in my ear.
Huh?
Yeah, just one.
That's pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the only I don't think I've really ever seen anything ghosty. All my probing has not been by aliens. Mm-hmm.
Mostly by me.
Mostly by you. You really.
I like to probe. I like to poke.
You're thorough, I would describe you as.
I'm a poker.
Midnight toker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Haven't had much. I feel like yeah, I think some of the like women in my family, but some of them are dead now, have stuff. I feel like women get more ghost stuff. Yep. I don't know.
Yeah, that's because they're easily scared.
That's true.
They're fragile and frail. I remember the time I was the most scared was I was like 17, and I was very casually dating a girl who lived in like the boonies of Port Coquitlam.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a weird situation because like her mom,
did it turn out she was a ghost?
She was a ghost. Yeah. I was dating a ghost girl. her mom didn't want me sleeping over.
Okay.
So, but I think I went over there. It might've been New Year's Eve.
She was fine with the sex. She just didn't like the sleeping over.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was New Year's Eve maybe. And her mom didn't want me sleeping over, but it was like just after midnight. And I think I was trying to get a hold of one of my friends to come pick me up, but all of them either weren't answering or were like drunk. Mm. And she like lived like in the boonies, like in the woods. And it like,
now I'm jealous.
Her mom,
I want to live in the woods.
Her mom made me get out. Like I wasn't allowed to stay. And I walked home by myself in this like not that well lit like paved road.
Yeah.
And every now and then there was a street lamp, but a lot of it was like
dark,
pitch black.
Yeah.
And I was like so scared that I was talking to myself out loud.
Oh yeah.
So I was making noise.
Yeah.
So that anything knew I was there.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, like I'm thinking like coyote, maybe a bear, but like, yeah, it was just such
ghoul.
An eerie, I never saw a car.
Yeah.
The whole time I never saw a car, I walked all the way out and I got almost to Coquitlam Center until one of my friends called me and he was drunk and he came and picked me up while drunk.
Nice.
But yeah, just like being out that far away.
I'd rather drive drunk than be scared.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it was terrifying. Like I was so scared and like, you know, walking as fast as I could, making as much noise as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking through my thoughts of being scared out loud. Like that was a conversation like, man, like it is really, really dark. And I feel like if I stop talking, I'm going to freak myself out even more. So as long as I keep talking and I'm walking along this dark road where I can't see anything, I'm going to be fine because I can talk myself out of being scared in this moment, even though I am very terrified of what could be around me. And like that was the conversation for like an hour long walk through the dark.
Nice.
Yeah. That was the most scared I've ever been.
I would have to think of the most scared I've ever been. I'm just kind of, I'm like a little bit scared all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to think of,
I just call it being on edge.
Yeah. I just have to think what really got me. I'm not sure, but there have definitely like, been things.
You're not necessarily openly afraid of anything, right? Like, you're not a big fan of heights, but you're not afraid of heights.
I don't like heights.
Yeah.
I don't love spiders. Yeah. Actually, as far as, like, things that gave me the biggest jolt would be that fucking spider in the house in Australia.
Oh, right.
Where...
Which they're like, ah, that's just every day.
Oh, yeah, which is just absurd. Yeah. Because, like, I'm staying at a guy in his family's house, and, like, the wall by the stairs that come up to the main living room and everything from the front door is all, you know, eclectically decorated with all kinds of stuff. One of which is like a 1 foot in diameter spider thing. And then we're hanging out and I think we're just watching something on TV, and then the thing moves. I'm like, that's not decorative. That's just a 1 foot spider in the same room as me. And they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, we are very different.
They're
people.
Like, that's normal.
We are very different people. You and I slept poorly that night.
You don't say.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably not one of the 8 spiders a year you swallow in your sleep. Yeah. You would know.
You're swallowing 1 foot spiders every night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like legitimately the only thing I'm afraid of is the open ocean. And just because I can't swim.
Yeah.
I mean, people can't swim in the open ocean, but like the ocean is definitely something for me that like is a fear.
I'm scared of sharks, I guess, but it's not something that comes up.
I don't,
I mean, I think like I just would be scared of sharks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not scared of like going in the ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of going in the ocean if it's like up to my armpits or like my shoulders.
Yeah.
That's fine. But it's like being on a ferry or a boat and like if I'm looking over the edge and it's not just water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not like terrified like I'm gonna collapse and start crying like a little bitch.
I don't love this.
Yeah, like I think my imagination definitely leads me to, I always visualize like what it would be like to for something to happen, or like
I kind of do that with heights.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like
I could fall from this.
Yeah, exactly.
And that'd be scary.
Yeah, like I very much I like my brain is really like focused on like,
yeah.
And it's too, I think it's from breaking a lot of bones in my life.
Yeah.
And so, and remembering like how much that sucked or being in pain or discomfort or whatever.
Yeah.
So my brain is really good at knowing what will hurt or yeah. how much that will hurt.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, it very much like comes to me like, hey, maybe don't do that because it's going to hurt a lot if you do. Right. But since the ocean, like I remember, like going in the ocean in the Dominican Republic with just like the insane open ocean waves that like I really shouldn't have been in the ocean because not only am I not a strong swimmer at all, but like
confirmed,
but like actual strong swimmers would drown in that as opposed to like a guy who took swimming lessons until he was 11 or 12 and then that was my time in the water. Or like, yeah, just like being on speedboats, like out in open ocean water, or jumping off of cliffs with a life jacket on, but still like jumping off cliffs into the ocean. And it's like, if this like pops off me, I'm dead. Like I can't swim.
I don't fancy myself a cliff diver, but that's nothing to do with the water. That's just the heights.
Right.
Yeah.
I've done it once. It was fine. I'll never do it again.
Solid.
But twice, because I did it in the Dominican. So twice. And then that was it.
Like one of the last things I would ever, ever do is skydiving.
Okay.
Like maybe the last.
Bungee jumping.
I mean that second last.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I really, really, really.
Hot air balloon.
Don't want to do either of those. Hot air I would definitely do before either of those because I'm enclosed. But looking over the edge, still kind of scary.
But you're only being supported by a balloon full of hot air.
Yeah, by a thing invented in the 1700s. Yep. Yeah.
Did take people around the world, though.
How long did it take?
Like 73 days.
Around the world in about 73 days.
Yeah. Is that Jules Verne?
Yeah.
Is it a movie starring Steve Coogan and Jackie Chan?
Yes, it is.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger being a cameo as the Prussian king or something.
That's pretty cool.
I know movies.
And books, apparently. You're a reader now.
Would you like to talk about the thing we're supposed to talk about? Because we're at an hour and a half already.
Yeah, okay. I could do that, I suppose. You could twist my arm into talking about the second half of the 1997 season of Berserk. Episodes 14 through 25 plus a sort of bonus
weird episode
aftermath 26 compiled from the more recent seasons.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was kind of not clear what everything was. So there's the original 97 season. Then in like 2012, I thought the 2012 stuff was just remasterings or something of the 97 season. Right. It's not. It's new, different stuff. And I think it was movies originally, and then they also just broke it up into TV episodes like they do with stuff sometimes. Or the opposite, like Maid of the Abyss, because we saw the movie versions of the TV episodes.
Yeah. I think it's pretty common in anime.
Yeah. And then I think that... because the 2012 stuff was the 15th anniversary, and then on the 25th anniversary, so 2022, they did something with that 2012 stuff, so that might have been the remastering stuff I had in my head.
Yeah, maybe.
And then separately from
that stuff. So those, like, the movies, I guess, that were also made into a TV season. There's, like, the new TV season from 2016, I yes. believe. So there's a lot of stuff. Because I think there's a lot more manga source material than there is television.
Right.
So there's lost, because I was looking through stuff a bit in like their like fan wiki or whatever. I'm like, yeah. Oh God, there's a lot of shit that we have seen none of here. Because I was looking up what Zod was. He's an apostle, and there's like 15 apostles, and we've met none of them.
Wow.
Besides him. So there's a lot going on. And I wanted to confirm with Dead Saying, because it was a lot of back and forth of finding the right stuff for us to watch, because he had originally wanted us to watch like a supercut of 97, I guess, with some other newer stuff that sort of supplements the 97 stuff, but we couldn't find whatever. So I just wanted to confirm this. So what we watched is just the English dub, his request, because I would never do it on my own, of the 97 season. And so we've just watched the 97 season, minus the last episode 26 in quotation marks, which is newer stuff.
The newer stuff, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, I asked him, what are the major differences between 97 and the newer stuff that we didn't see? He said, differences are there's a sex scene, which is meh as far as sex scenes go. There's a new character, Guts Meets, which is important, which he sent me a little clip for, which I didn't send to you because here we are. But it's a little clip of the after Guts and Casca smash. And he's like waking up the next morning when they like smash out in the woods.
Yep.
He's visited by the Skull Knight that we see in episode 26. Yep. Who just gives him like a portent of the future. Mm. So that was the clip.
Oh, okay.
And he says, I can't remember the differences with the anime remake, only that it's more accurate and better visuals. But I do know the differences from the manga, which would be a better comparison. Guts is born from a hanging corpse and is found on the ground by Gambino's wife. So that's Guts's origin story in the in the manga. Young Guts is R'd by Donovan, who paid Gambino to R him. Guts then kills his R'ist soon after. The king tries to R his daughter, who is attracted to Griffith. The last half of the anime, during the sex scene, Guts gets too rough with Casca because all he's ever known is being R'd. And there's character development there.
Yeah.
There's a whole thing about a third nation, the Kushan, K-U-S-H-A-N, Kushan. They're not in the anime at all. There's a battle with another apostle other than Zod. Can't remember who. Other than that, can't remember off the top of my head. Episode 26 is the 2013 remake of the final half of episode 25 and the aftermath. It adds more from the manga. All sex stuff, of course. So that's the info he gave me. So that was all good to know. So... So in the first part, we watched episodes 1 to 13, so we're starting episode 14 here. It was like the 100 on 1 battle in the woods is kind of where we left off, and Casca having female problems, which was hampering her fighting, and
She had run away,
and
they'd sent guys after her who were going to do an essay.
Yeah. And they got her. And the first thing I wrote down was a guy saying, you could at least resist a bit so we get turned on.
Yep.
Good stuff.
I mean, it's not wrong.
This is a very RE show. R.
I would say
R hyphen Y.
It's most manga and anime is.
Are you saying it says something about the culture?
I think they like what they like, Scott. And, you know.
I do know.
End of statement.
Yep.
You can't drop nukes on them and expect them not to go crazy.
I would never expect that. Mm-hmm. I think that is too high a standard to hold anyone to. Mm-hmm. I think it's fine to go a little crazy if people drop a couple of nukes on you.
Yep.
I think that's to be expected, and I think anything otherwise would be arrogant. So what do we have? So this Guts ends up saving her?
Yep.
Yeah, and they get out of it, and he killed all the people he needed to kill. Yep,
as he does.
Yeah, and then, yeah, but he got pretty fucked up in the process.
Because they're
back at camp, and the one guy, well, I paraphrase Guts, I'm like, oh, you've been holding out your magic healing potion on me? I've been injured before, you know? you could have given me that any time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was all cut up, and the guy's like, hey, I got this like super good Neosporin that'll fix you up real nice. He's like, great, but also I've been cut before.
Yeah, like where were you in the past?
Yeah, but better late than never, I guess. Where were we on? I guess it was one of the other armies, because every army is sort of, they all seem to have like a color in an animal, basically. Yeah. Most of them. I'm like, I'm sorry, why are we not watching a show about the White Tiger Knights? Because these guys look fucking rad.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there is a thing in the manga that's more about.
Maybe everyone, every minor thing in the anime has like six books of manga dedicated to
20 years of manga about that one thing.
And then we see a king, and I'm like, wait, is this the, or some sort of a higher up? I don't think he's a king. But I'm like, wait, is this the guy that got into Griffith's boy hole way back then? Yes,
it was.
It is, in fact. It's the next siege they do or whatever. And I guess the White Tiger Knights are the opposing.
They're the opposing force. Yeah.
Casca's back in action, and the vibe is basically, hey, how come you're so much better at fighting now? But, oh yeah, the main guy that been fighting, I can't remember his name, but the guy who like had, who Guts knocked half his teeth out,
and he killed his brother.
Who
was the toughest fighter, second toughest fighter,
yeah. And he was the guy that was in charge of the 100-on-1 that went poorly.
Yeah.
And yeah, how come you're fighting so much better now? Because I'm not on my period.
It's true.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah. And there's a Guts breaks his sword in the midst of this.
Yeah.
Because
it had been weakened from the
he's been doing a lot with it. He's been from
defending her from getting hurt.
He's been stressing it.
Yeah.
And then we were probably supposed to know at the time, but I didn't get it until it was shown a second time, I think, at the end of the episode. But someone like from a cliff top like hucks him down a sick new sword.
Yeah.
And he cuts off both the guy's and his horse's head that is coming at him, which was pretty sick.
That was pretty awesome.
Big fan of that.
Yeah.
I need to start writing the context of quotes. This one came back to me. Yeah, because this was Griffith confronting the nobleman that he used to do favors for.
Yeah.
And an actual Griffith quote to the guy was, please don't call it making love. Because the guy was very like... he was very romantic about it, and Guts is like, no, that's not how it went down.
Transaction, that's it.
And then Griffith ends up killing him.
Yep.
And then we see at the end, which maybe was clear earlier, but just not to me, it was Zod.
Also wasn't clear to me.
Okay, but after it was Zod that threw the sword down. So Zod's like kind of. Like, he kind of likes Guts.
Yeah.
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 Okay, he's like, because Guts is like the first guy that gave him like any challenge in 300 years or whatever. So, that makes sense. And then, so that was like a big victory for them. So they're back back at the home front,
yeah,
with like a parade,
big celebration of their victory, honor. Yeah,
and like every eligible bachelorette in town is just like
dripping wet,
yeah, dripping wet for Griffith. I'm like, back off, ladies, he's gay.
whoa.
Mm?
Oh, we don't label people here. He could be anything.
He could be anything.
He could be bi, which is gay.
he could be a different kind of gay.
He could be a completely second type of gay.
And then I wrote down, oh shit, did Griffith get got? Which attempt on Griffith's life was this one? Oh, the poison? It was the poison. Yeah, because they had like a ball.
Yeah, so like the royalty... of the who they protected, but only the queen and her like minions, don't like that because he gets named,
and some other noblemen don't like it either. Yes. Because like they're being made like official, yeah, like the Band of the Hawk, yeah, are being made like official knights and noblemen, like of the court, and all the people who were born noblemen, yeah, all the old money is mad,
yeah,
about it.
They're mad, yeah. They're mad that these like these mercenaries who are,
yeah,
pigs, scoundrels, and no good. But now because they saved them, they're like they're the,
yeah,
the ones who have like the power and the glory and everything.
Yeah,
and they're like the only way to stop that is to kill Griffiths.
Yeah,
so they poison him at the ball.
Yeah,
which Koska sees.
Yeah,
and then. And then we don't see anything about that for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just that you're like, oh, he's fucking dead.
Yeah. We see the guy who delivered the poison, riding off into the night.
Yeah. Only
going like, yeah, damn, that was the easiest $50 I ever made.
So
only easy. To be cut in half.
Just sliced up by a... I don't remember who did it.
Guts in a hat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. At first I was like, oh, who's this handsome, mysterious stranger? Me
too. I thought we were getting a new character.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then,
but it was all, right. All preordained by Griffith.
Hey, spoilers.
Yes. So yeah. And then they show, I wrote, Griffith did not get got, and they need to stop doing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause they did the poison arrow shit.
Yeah.
They did this. Like, look, it seems clear by this point, you're not going to kill Griffith. So knock it off. Stop pretending every four episodes that Griffith has been killed.
Oh, he's finally dead.
Oh, they got him. JK. Oh, he's all right. He's all right.
Yeah.
And he was very all right in this case because he was conservatively 27 steps ahead of any bad guy on this one. And he had one of the bad guys, the guy who is literally the bald, gossipy, gay... religious guy from
Game of Thrones,
like not on his side, not that they're friends,
no,
but like Griffith like has him,
yeah, he turned him,
yeah, exactly,
he turned him.
Yeah, he turned him out,
yeah,
and blew out his back walls.
Blew out his back walls, yeah. Painted his garage.
Yeah, so Griffith knew the whole plan,
the whole plan,
so
planned it all out, but didn't tell Koska.
Yeah. Just to be mean to her.
I guess.
Because he could have told her.
And he's gay.
And he's gay. And he loves guts, not her.
Absolutely.
So he...
Yeah, that's such a weird love triangle, but yeah.
Didn't drink the poison, but did just to be a bitch.
Yeah.
Drank like some sort of like almost kill you paralytic thing to make everyone think he was dead.
But he's not.
Yeah. To flesh out all the conspirators, and then burned them all alive in one wing of the castle.
Yes, he did.
Which was, again, pretty cool. Got to say. Credit worthy, including the queen.
Including the queen, yeah.
Yeah, because
she was the main conspirator. Yeah, she was the one that wanted them out.
Yeah, I forgot I wrote, do you really think you could burn me, the queen, to death? Yeah.
Yeah. You're human.
I'm doing it.
You're human and it's happening.
This is me doing it. Yeah. This is happening now.
You're watching me burn you alive.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I wrote it. Damn, this scheming little bald guy is exactly the guy from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so that's sort of all resolved. All the internal malevolence against Griffith is basically fleshed out, and everything's fine. So, of course, we have to introduce new drama, which is Guts being emo.
Lord Varys is his name.
Yeah. Yeah, Guts is like, I don't like his anymore. I wrote down, but I put it in quotes, so I'm paraphrasing what someone said to him, but something to the effect of, you kind of sound like a bitch, Guts.
Yeah.
he Guts wants to leave, like, because he doesn't want to do this forever, and also Griffith's dream isn't his dream.
And he doesn't want to be an underling of Griffith.
Yes.
He wants to be on equal footing as him.
Yes.
Which Griffith will never have.
Yeah. Because Griffith sees himself differently than everyone else. And also an old lady who gave him an egg told him he would have godlike power one day.
Yeah.
If he stays on course.
Yes.
And also Griffith kind of thinks he still almost owns Guts.
Well, he does say that eventually.
Yeah, yeah. As per the result of their initial duel.
Yes. So Guts is going to sneak away on his own, but he gets discovered.
Yeah.
And all of the gang come and sort of confront him about wanting to leave. And then...
No one's real mad at him besides Griffith.
They're mad at him for not saying anything.
Yes.
For just leaving.
Yeah.
And then they all show up, and then I think unbeknownst to them, Griffith has followed them.
Yeah.
And realizes what has happened.
He's like, hey, you can't go.
Yeah. Like then he tells him,
I fucking own you.
Yeah, you're in my debt forever. I own you.
Yeah.
And Guts is like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
And
Griffith's like, well, then you gotta fight me.
And then he's like, I don't wanna fight you. Like I'm not interested in fighting you. He's like, the only way I'm gonna let you leave is if you fight me.
Yeah.
And so this big showdown that you think is going to be this like epic battle.
Some sort of samurai showdown.
Turns into...
You ever play Samurai Showdown?
No.
Fighting game?
No.
It was cool because it was
Was it like Shaq Fu?
Was not exactly. Okay. But it was your standard like side view Street Fighter style fighting game, but there were two sort of tiers, depth levels, whatever, where you could there were two heights you could fight, like you could move up to a thing and move down to a thing. Okay. So that was like its wrinkle on the standard, you know, or had to be early 90s fighting game.
Yeah,
it was cool. Okay. What the hell? Like it was in arcades. But what the hell system?
Sega Genesis.
I don't know. It might have only been on
Sega Saturn.
Weird systems. It might have only been on Neo Geo or something. Now I've become very interested in Samurai Showdown. It's made by SNK.
Corncob TV.
This much. It was made by Corncob TV. It was on. Well, I guess there have been a lot of them, but it was. Neo Geo was definitely one. I guess actually that was the main first thing it was on, and then there were other iterations that were on PlayStation, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 4, not 3 apparently. Xboxes and whatnot, and Nintendo Switch. So shout out to the fine people, official sponsor of the podcast, along with Watermelon Lime Powerade and Aaron Hernandez. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sir, Guts and Griffith have a showdown.
Yeah. And you think that it would go the way it originally went the first time they fought, but no, like Griffith is like internal monologuing to himself about how he knows what Guts' moves are going to be.
Yeah.
So as long as he like parries here and blah, 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 then he's going to get him. But like Guts obviously has learned from the first time.
Yeah.
So as soon as Griffith goes to make his move, Guts like shatters his sword.
Yeah, right through it, sword to his throat.
And just stops short of killing him. And Griffith's
and everyone's like, damn.
They're like, oh, fuck, yeah. Good play, buddy. Yeah.
And Guts is like, I'll be on my way.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And Grievous just like sort of collapses in disbelief and Guts leaves. And then I believe that's the end of an episode.
Yeah. And then next episode, Griffith does what any of us would have done in his position. And that's...
Rage rapes.
Damn, I'm pretty bummed about...
You can't put the two words I just said in the title of the episode.
I'm pretty bummed about this whole Guts thing. I better go have dubiously consensual, at best, sex with the princess.
I mean, at least the princess was into him.
Kind of.
But, like, the forced nature of it.
Yeah, and the longer it went, the less she was into him.
Well, that's because he went to the Jesus hole.
Well, it's all he knows.
And it's all he knows, because that's what he's been experiencing his whole life.
Yeah, so...
I learned it from you, Dad.
Apparently, this is frowned upon.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't say.
I do say.
So he completes the deed.
Sure.
And...
No half measures. He goes all the way.
In the middle of the night, gets up to leave, but he's, like, fully naked.
Yes.
Like, why bother getting changed and dressed to leave?
Yeah.
When you could just jump out of a window bare-ass naked.
Yeah.
And
penis-ass naked.
As he's going across the courtyard, he gets stopped by the royal guard, and they're like, you know, what are you doing?
Nothing.
And they're like, no, we know what you did. Like, you've put your pee-pee in a place that shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And they capture him.
Yes.
And then that's the last we see of him for a while.
For a while. Yeah.
Now we see Guts, mm-hmm. who has returned back to where he was raised.
Yeah.
With his damaged sword.
Yes.
To get it repaired and also just to like not be a mercenary.
Just recharge.
Under Griffiths and
yeah.
live his life. And so we get like almost a full episode of him just sort of like being a normal guy who's not so angry and hate-filled and rage-filled.
Yeah.
Until... I know. I guess like there's a passage of time that we don't really know.
I think it's about maybe a year.
It's about a year, but we don't know that
until the guy comes. Yeah.
And tells him.
Yeah.
Because right? to us, it's just been like a couple days or something.
Yeah. Some time has passed. We don't know.
This is like a full on year and a traveling
Wilbury.
Wilbury.
Yeah.
Roy Orbison, George Harrison, Roy Orbison, Tom Petty.
Yep. Dane Cook.
The Dane Man.
No, wait, that was Tourgasm.
That was Tourgasm.
Dane Cook.
Dave Attell.
Oh,
Jim
it?
Norton.
No.
And the guy who overdosed on cocaine.
What?
What's Greg Giraldo?
Oh, is that Tourgasm?
I don't know.
I think that I mean, because what was the one that had like the reality show on it? I feel like it was Dane Cook, Robert Kelly,
Gary Goldman,
and a young Davis. Guy named Jay who never did anything.
Yeah,
that's where Robert Kelly broke his knee. I broke my knee,
episodes.
Dude.
Yeah, 9 episodes.
Hold my hand, dude. I broke my knee.
What was the Dane Cook one that had all those dudes on it? Oh, Insomniac Tour.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and that one was Attell, Giraldo, Dane Cook, and Sean Rouse.
Oh, Sean Rouse is good, and I think...
Dead?
Dead.
Oh, so that makes two out of four, and the wrong one's not dead. The right one's not dead. The wrong one is dead.
Well, definitely the one... Right one is not dead.
Dave Attell.
Aw.
No, I love Dave.
I haven't watched his new special. It's apparently very good.
Well, that makes one of us.
Have watched it?
Who heard it was good? I don't know. I didn't hear anything about it. Nope, lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So a writer comes in.
Word comes to town.
And says that there's a group of
bandits, thieves, whatever,
out in the forest doing bad shit. And they're
like, who are they? It's the some big group of fucking guys.
The white band of the Hawk.
Band of the Hawk, you say?
Yeah. led by a female leader named Casca, and he's like, what?
Yeah.
So he rides out into the woods.
Yeah, because he has no idea anything is up with Griffith.
He doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything. So he rides out into the woods and to meet up with them, and they're all like the happiest people in the world that have ever seen anyone.
Yeah.
Except for Casca.
Yeah.
Who is full on
murderous. Yeah. Just wants to kill him. Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
So he's getting sort of the rundown from the gang.
Yeah.
About what happened.
Yeah. So shit's bad.
Casca's like not involved in the conversation. She's away in the woods.
Yeah.
Because she sees him and she's mad.
Yeah. And they're like, so yeah, just to bring you up to speed, Griffith did Royal R and then they captured him. And because we all work for Griffith, they weren't crazy about us. So they kind of kicked all of us out. Yeah. So we're just like a wandering nomadic group of thieves now at half strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gypsies.
Yeah.
And Guts goes to talk to Casca about it. And she like immediately tries to kill him.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, the last time I saw you, you were like, you know, like you were like, we were the greatest of friends. And now all of a sudden, without any notice, you like want to kill me. And then they have this big, long conversation about how, you're in love with Griffiths and like,
yeah. And like all this shit happened as soon as you left and blah, blah, this is your fault.
But, then they finally come to their fucking senses.
They stop fighting and smash.
And smash.
Yeah.
Like, they realize that, like, the whole time you thought you were in love with Griffiths, but really you were in love with me.
Yeah.
And he's been in love with her the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, even if he doesn't want to show that or admit that. So they smash.
Yeah. And then that's where that one little scene that I didn't send you comes in. They wake up the next morning after smashing. Mm-hmm. And, this big metally skeleton-y guy on a big metally skeleton-y horse comes and sees him and says some shit's gonna go down, so heads up.
Yeah.
And it's like a 2-minute scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I guess the next thing is,
I think we maybe get back to
he finds out that Griffiths is being held captive.
Yeah.
And as a prisoner.
Yeah. And I think in the midst of Griffith capture, torture, whatever, he loses his egg,
his smile
and probably his smile. Yeah. And about 70 pounds. But yeah, the Baylet, egg of the king, weird red thing with parts of a face, but not in the order of a face.
Yep.
On it, gets like cut off and falls into a whatever and gets carried down
lake or something.
Yeah. Right? Carried down a stream and blah, blah, blah. And it's gone.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, and there's a weird thing that never came back. I guess it was just, it's around here they start dropping hints at monster stuff.
don't we?
Because there's the big scary snake,
the snake thing. Yeah,
yeah.
That's how we learned.
I wrote scary snake !!
Yeah,
which looks like, as per my notes, is the same episode, either the same episode they fuck or the same episode after they fuck.
I think it's after they fuck.
It is after they fuck.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's that episode or the next episode. But it's implied it has to do with the Baylet.
Yeah.
But yeah, like just these other guys, it might have been just other Band of the Hawk people or entirely,
I think it was
people.
Just other Band of the Hawk people,
yeah, like, who in the distance see this just like giant anthropomorphic cobra thing.
Yeah, it just appears.
And I'm like, oh, that's new.
Yeah, they're like, uh-oh.
Yeah. And then at the end of the Scary Snake episode, also we see imprisoned, fucked up Griffith,
yeah,
get visited by these tiny little red monsters coming through a hole in the wall,
yeah.
And then he like looks through the hole in the wall into like this vision sort of, and it's basically just like some folks saying see you soon,
yeah,
basically,
yeah.
So yeah, then we at the beginning of the next episode I wrote is the obligatory maybe Griffith and Guts should fuck montage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Where they showed us everything we need
all
to know.
All the sexual
there.
Tension.
Yeah.
The romance, the love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they so they the Band of the Hawk and Guts set to free
come to rescue
Griffith.
Griffith, yeah.
And they get down into the dungeon, all that. There was one real sweet scene. Oh yeah, where the actual kingdom people once all the band is in Griffith's cell, in the process of freeing him, they like slam the door behind them.
Yeah,
and they're like, now you're all trapped in here. And this,
well, it was the torturer guy,
the torturer. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, and he's like, you're all trapped in here, yeah. And this door is quadruple reinforced.
It's,
blah, blah,
it's
blah.
Way thicker than you'd think you expect it to be.
Yeah,
and he's like,
and Guts just rams his sword all the way through the door, shattering the door
through the guy. It was awesome.
Just kebabs him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then throws him down the like well hole. Like.
Yeah, because it's like a big like spiral tower with a hollow center.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
it's a non. I would describe it as a non-filled Twizzler.
Ah.
Yeah.
Accurate. But it's
no goo.
So as soon as he does that,
yeah.
Then you get a bunch of clicking noises from archers.
Yes.
And they're like, "Don't move a muscle."
Yeah.
And he turns to Casca and says, "Stay behind me." And she goes, "You don't have to." And he just does the fucking the raid. John Wick,
yeah,
just goes all the way running through, just slicing dudes in half, blocking arrows with dead bodies.
Yeah.
Just fucking shit up.
Yeah.
And it all leads to outside of the castle.
Yeah.
Where like one of the guards says, like, "No. Like, there's no way he's getting through like 100 people."
Yeah,
he'll maybe get through 10 or 15.
Yeah,
but as he's saying that, Guts is in the background running towards him.
Yes,
and he turns around and just
blam,
guts him in half. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. So they get out of there.
Yeah, they get Griffith
Griffith is fucked.
Well, when they find him,
yeah.
And Guts goes to like get him,
yeah.
And looks at the state of his body.
Yeah.
He like won't let the rest of them see.
Yes. He's
got like a cloak thing that he puts around
maybe,
him, and Guts is wearing like his mask.
Yeah.
And he's just sort of
cool
like,
hawk
covers
mask.
Him up and just carries him out like on his shoulder.
Yeah.
But he like won't let Casca and the other ones see like what has become of him.
Yeah.
Because I think like when he's being tortured and they show hot pokers being jabbed into him,
yeah,
the torturer guy says like, "Oh, well, I've actually just been commissioned to keep you alive for 2 more years."
Yeah.
And so yeah, he's like withered down, and you don't actually get to see the full like result of what has happened to him until like the next episode.
But he's just like covered in cuts and scars,
yeah,
and
like
completely emaciated.
So like they go out in the woods and they're sort of like trying to figure out what to do, and Casca is like looking after Griffith in a tent, and then he like throws himself on
kind of
her.
Falls out. I wrote down because I found that very funny. Still trying to smash on the brink of death. Respect.
Even though you're gay.
Even though you're gay.
Yeah.
Respect that even more.
Yeah. So he like throws himself on her, and it sort of like scares her. So she runs out.
Yeah.
And they have a big conversation with some of the group and Griff and Guts, and then when they go back, he's gone.
Yeah.
And they're like, "How the fuck did he like? How did he get away?" So now we see Griffith has gone to the river and found
the Baylet.
It appeared
for him.
Yeah. And then when they go to they go to find him, and then like the bad guy knights from the castle,
yeah,
kidnap him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like pretty much saying like, you know, this is the guy, like, you guys have come here to, you know, like give your life to save him. But like, he's never going to be your leader again. And then he pulls the robe off.
Look at him. He's fucked.
He's never going to ride a horse again. Yeah. He's never going to hold a sword again. He's mm-hmm. never going to be your leader again.
Yeah.
And that's when everybody sees like his fucking emaciated body that is just like,
he don't look great.
Scars and bone.
Scars and bars.
Scars and bars.
Yep.
These colors don't run. And so then is that everything until they go to
till shit gets
to Hellraiser?
Fucked. Yeah.
Cause they're like in an open field with all of the bad, like the knights.
Yeah.
And they're gonna like battle, and then they get like flashbang to
Well, the there's a big eclipse.
Right, the eclipse.
That happens. Yeah. That's what seems to trigger everything.
Yeah.
Because it's... I looked a bit into the like the fan wiki thing, and it's something like every 216 years, there's this, you know, big, scary eclipse, and the God Hand, which is that...
Right.
The group of... The guy,
Cenobites.
The guy from Mars Attacks, and the bitch, and and the two bald ones, them, like ordain a new
Antichrist,
member of the God Hand, So that's what that is. So artistically, I thought it was very cool. Where this like big scary eclipse happens, and then like the black disc of the eclipse shatters.
Yes. Yeah.
And then Hellraiser happens.
And then Hellraiser happens. Yeah. 100% that's what it is. Like the guy looked like Hell, like one of the characters from Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets great. Yeah.
So it's essentially Hell.
Yeah. Right? So I have one note for, I guess, episode 24. Okay. This is getting fairly wild. Yeah. So, what even, like the earth goes red and is now made of faces. Where to even begin with all this?
So like a bunch of just like demonic creatures and beings start appearing.
Yeah. So there seemed like a group of in charge ones, and then just like a bunch of fucking monsters,
That are like are mostly just giant mouths with teeth,
a lot of chompers,
so like sort of while all of the B characters and disposable members of the parties are like fighting or being eaten, and you're kind of getting like the ones in charge saying that like Griffith is the one that's being brought forward into the group.
Yeah. Like he's the bailet, either he was chosen for the bailet or the bailet chose him, whatever it is.
I think I looked at it as the bailet chose him
kind of. And like, hey Griffith, this is, like both the prophecy and the goal that's been in your head this whole time.
Yeah.
This is your chance. So like for the power you've always wanted, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, so in theory, it seems like he's given the choice. We never see him make a choice, 'cause he's like enclosed.
Yes. Yeah.
But the other people made it sound like he had the choice, but also, also maybe he didn't.
I don't know.
Yeah. So yeah, so the deal is he, in exchange for the sacrifice of everyone there but him, he would be given this, and it's unclear at the time what the power is, but the sort of godlike power he
always wanted,
both had been striving for and was told he would one day have. So this big giant hand and arm comes out of the ground and raises up, and Griffith is sort of like in like walled in, because Guts is trying to like hack his way into him,
but he can't really. Yeah,
and that is it. Then that like everyone, all the sacrifices are like marked with, with
the symbols symbol on their face. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure that plays into things as the manga at least goes along, and I assume in the other stuff that happens in the show. But yeah, so then a bunch of like actual like band members and characters we know just start getting straight up eaten and
mutilated
to death.
And
So we lose Pippin, the big
and Mary, monster tart, and Samwise, and
yep,
and Dildo,
all the friends we've come to love over this journey to Mordor.
Pretty much everyone, right?
Pretty much everyone, but
Casca and
what? The jerk. The jerk makes it to third last.
Yeah, yeah.
And is just like, yeah, this shit's crazy. I'm just having a fever dream or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still in that field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it goes back.
There's a lot of head explosions, I think. There's a couple.
Oh, yeah. That's him, right? Does his head explode?
No, I think he goes to save somebody, and as he grabs them, their head explodes.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, you know, that works. I don't remember what gets him. I remember he's with a group of people, and one of the monsters comes and eats the other three.
Yeah.
And then it's trying to close its mouth, and they're trying to, like, fight their way out, and it, like, crunches them. But I don't remember what actually gets him.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the only other things are the rape angel.
Well, yeah. So Griffith gets better.
Yeah.
He clearly took the deal.
Yeah.
And
has
now been reborn as Femto. I believe.
Yeah.
I
named it after my two favorite body parts.
More like Femboy.
Femboy.
Yeah, and he looks like a bat now.
Yeah. He like his. I said it before. Like his helmet looks like, and now even more so, Phantom of the Paradise.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does. Right? Yeah.
Like, that's what he looks like.
Yeah. He is a real Phantom of the Paradise.
Yeah.
And so he's cool now. He's in shape again.
Yep. He's back to normal.
Which is all that matters.
Yep. He's purple.
He's purple.
He's purple.
Yep.
He does some mouth fucking.
Yeah, well, Guts is fighting off 10,000 demons. Yeah. and
doing fine.
And doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Because
Guts is the greatest hero of our time.
He's good at what he does.
Yeah.
And, Casca, I think, is the only other one alive.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
And former Griffith, now Femto, gets a hold of Casca.
Yeah.
And even though he's definitely gay.
Well, no, Griffith
was gay. Femto's dead butch.
Femto's dead butch.
Okay.
He's a power top.
Yeah. Gives her the business right in front of Guts.
Yes. Full naked.
Full naked.
Full nude.
While Guts is still like fending off demons. And in fact, a demon chomps his arm.
Yeah.
Up, not out.
Up, not out.
But preventing him.
As if they do, they turn to bones.
Yeah. Preventing him from getting to Casca. So so Guts just 127 hours is his arm off with his broken sword.
Yeah.
So just with like the flat
broken edge. Yeah.
Just hack, 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 hack.
Arm off.
Yeah. One of the grosser, more violent things in the show for sure.
Yep.
And I think in just 97 Berserk, it's basically that and fade to black and then fade in sometime in the indeterminate future.
Mm-hmm.
Guts is back at his blacksmith.
Yeah.
Armless
with an eye patch.
Armless, yeah, because he lost an eye too.
Yeah,
gets a new sword.
Yeah,
and walks off the end.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how the actual 97 series ends. You have no idea how he got out of there.
The cliffhanger.
If Costco's alive, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they just didn't do anything for 15 years.
Yes.
So then you get episode 26, which is pieced together with from, I guess, the 2012 stuff.
Yeah.
Where we see that if you didn't watch the clip, it's the first time you see the Skull Knight. Who is basically seems to be the adversary of these demon types.
Yeah. Also, the animation for this is drastically different.
People do not like the animation style of any newer Berserk. That's like I don't know how many, like, because a lot of people say, like, don't bother with the new Berserk, but it seems to largely be not a plot or faithful adaptation issue. Yeah. I don't like how the animation looks.
I mean, I don't like the way the animation
looks. No, I don't either. I get it. So it is kind of a Deus Ex Machina, but for the situation that was going on, there had to be for them not to die.
Yeah.
So he basically swoops in and chops off a bunch of demon heads and basically just like,
as it should,
grabs Guts and a hasn't had a great day Casca,
yeah,
and like throws him on his horse and
takes off.
Gets the fuck out of hell.
Yep.
And just like deposits them.
Is he a bat out of hell?
He might be like a bat out of hell. Mm. Yeah. A meatloaf type.
Yeah.
So yeah, then in the aftermath, how does Guts get, because more time has passed again?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't remember how Guts like happens back upon where Casca is.
That's a good question.
You watched this last night.
Yep. Doesn't mean I remember exactly how that happened.
That's fair. Anyway, but he gets back to her, but she has been ard into amnesia.
Yeah, kinda.
Yeah.
Oh no, she's
the memory got blasted out of her.
She's like showering in the waterfall,
yeah,
but it's like where he is,
I guess.
Because the little girl,
yeah,
Whatever the fuck her name is, like he says, like, where's Casca? Like, oh, she's
I guess they're just there. Yeah.
And then she's in the waterfall, and he goes to talk to her, and she like screams and
and doesn't know who he is.
Yeah,
and that's basically it. Then they just kind of the same ending that
25
had, which is him
walking off
to his next business. Yeah. So yeah, it's interesting. I may watch the other. Well, I'll certainly watch the other stuff if you pay for it. I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. But
what else did they pay for?
Anything. Or nothing. Perfect World pay for nothing. Perfect World. And by pay for nothing, I don't mean don't send money. I mean send money.
Yeah.
And don't request anything in return. Yeah.
Just give us money.
Just give us the money, Lebowski.
But also, if you're a big Dan Schneider fan.
Yes. Quiet on set. We want to watch it.
We want to see it.
Apparently the Ashley Madison documentary is fun too.
Oh
yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of options, people.
Lots of good options. And there, of course, this is going to be the last time I mentioned the Fracture double feature. Fracture Instinct or Fracture Blades of Glory. A steal at twice the price.
Yeah.
And it is twice the price. It's now $600.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Two movies for $250 as opposed to the usual $300. That's the deal. You could even talk me into $200.
Yep.
We'll see.
I think there's a negotiating point there.
But this is a limited time offer. Prices and participation may vary. Prices are subject to verification. You
only have participating podcasts.
Only participating podcasts. You couldn't even kill that many dogs that fast. So again, any monetary help is good. If you would just want to send it, if you wanted their request, whatever, just do it. Drew's gastrointestinal system is currently betraying him. It is time for us to wrap up and for Kelly to come over and for us to watch the lowest rated wrestling match of 2023, wherein, if our information is correct,
I think it's correct,
a needle is put through a man's penis.
Needle dick.
Needle dick.
Needle dick.
Needle dick.